In 2023, over 1 million abortions were performed, with the majority of babies aborted being Black babies, and it's no accident that abortion has become so deeply entrenched within the Black community. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, was a leading spokesperson and activist in promotion of controlling the birth rate among Blacks and others that she considered genetically inferior. Hello, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Today, my guest is Brad Mattis, and he's the co-founder and president of Life Issues Institute. Welcome, Brad.
Thanks for having me on, Sonia.
Brad, abortion performed on any baby of any race is a horrendous act, but today I want to focus on the intentional targeting of Black and brown babies, specifically by Planned Parenthood. So please tell us about this.
Yeah, we've been following this for years. We did initial research, Sonia, in 2012, and we took census tract data, which was perfect for measuring the ethnicity in a certain geographic area. And we took a two-mile radius around each Planned Parenthood abortion facility, and then we measured the ethnicity within that walking distance to that abortion mill. And we found that 79% of Planned Parenthood abortion facilities were located in or near minority neighborhoods. Those are, of course, either, as you said, Black or brown, Black Americans or Hispanic Americans also. And then we continued to do research. And most recently, we looked at the 25 top abortion-producing counties in America. Those counties where they did the most abortions. And they are the home of 28% of the entire Black population in America and 37% of the Hispanic Latino population in America. Now, here's where it gets just absolutely shocking. Of those counties, a stunning 86% of Planned Parenthood abortion facilities are in or near minority neighborhoods. Their method of operation, their business model, is to go after the minority populations for abortions because they can have more of them and make more money. It's all about dollars and cents. And when we did some research in 2017, we found that 88% of Planned Parenthood's mega abortion mills, that is over 10,000 square feet, 88% of the Planned Parenthood mega abortion centers were within walking distance of minority neighborhoods. It's crystal clear that Margaret Sanger's vision of eugenics and racism is alive and well today. Margaret Sanger would be so proud of Planned Parenthood today.
Now, why is this deliberate targeting not so well known? And how can we shed light on this?
Well, yeah, we can by just talking about it. And this interview is an important piece of that, Sonia. You are an important piece of getting the word out. You know, Margaret Sanger recruited Black pastors back in the day when she was organizing this eugenics effort. And now they have done the same thing. They've recruited Black pastors in the Black community to stand up for Planned Parenthood and defend the actions, not knowing that they're cutting their own throats. So we need to get to churches. We need them to be mobilized with educational information. We can provide the information that they can then get to their members. And when you have a pastor, for instance, speaking from the pulpit about the evils of Planned Parenthood and targeting his congregation, that is going to be a powerful, powerful way to curtail the efforts and the business model of Planned Parenthood that is so racist.
Now, Brett, how is the wording reproductive health playing into advancing the agenda of Planned Parenthood?
Well, semantics are everything, and semantics are nice-sounding words to cover up something that's evil and ugly. And that's exactly what they're doing, the abortion industry and its supporters. They call abortion health care, reproductive health. They use words anything but the A word, the abortion word. They get around that, and that should tell you something, that it is truly an evil thing. If they can couch abortion and the violent, ugly act that it is in within the blanket of health care, it puts an entirely different look on it. And so we have to expose them for what they're doing and say, no, abortion is not health care. It's the killing of the most vulnerable segment of society, innocent unborn babies.
You know, it makes me wonder, you know, how many people are going to Planned Parenthood because they think that they're getting reproductive health, only to find that they're being encouraged to abort their babies.
Yeah, and that's the case, that many people don't go in. They'll go in for a pregnancy test or an ultrasound or birth control or something, thinking that they are not killing their babies. But here's a statistic that cannot be explained away. And about 95% of all the pregnant women that go into a Planned Parenthood come out without their babies because they were aborted. Now, if Planned Parenthood was offering true counseling, that would probably be flipped, because when women are offered concrete alternatives to killing their baby, in their heart of hearts, they instinctively know that's wrong. And so many of them go in because they feel that's the only choice available to them, or 60 to 70% have said that they felt coerced, pushed, or even forced into an unwanted abortion.
So as the Christian community, how can we advocate for the unborn and for those being targeted through abortion?
Well, again, this interview is huge in that it reaches so many people, and I'm so grateful that you're willing to tackle this issue. We also have to mobilize our churches. If the pastor stood up in the pulpit and said to those men and women who are involved in abortion, here is where a repentant heart will find forgiveness, hope, and healing, and we are here to give that to you because we love you. If you are pregnant and struggling with an unexpected pregnancy, we will walk alongside you. We will help you through this pregnancy and beyond. And I'll tell you what, women would in a heartbeat turn from wanting to get an abortion to giving life to their child if they felt that they could get the help they needed. And the church, Sonia, is where I believe the best and greatest influence can be made.
Yes. Well, again, my guest is Brad Mattis, the co-founder and president of Life Issues Institute. Brad, thanks for coming on and shedding light on the deceptive practices of Planned Parenthood. Also, Brad, can you give us your website, too, because I know you have more information there.
Certainly. Well, thank you for taking this on and having me on the program. Our website is lifeissues.org, lifeissues.org. We have over 5,000 pages of educational information on the life issues, from fertilization to euthanasia and everything in between. Again, that's lifeissues.org.
This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road. That's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.